The majority of livestock is destined for fattening farms or abattoirs. Recent campaigns by animal welfare organisations have led people to ask why it is necessary to ship live animals for such long journeys. Peter Umpakon from the World Trade Organization says that livestock are considered a product with an economic value.
People trade any goods because they are made better or more cheaply or more efficiently in one place than in another. And when it's the case for live animals, it may be because those animals are of better quality than in their destination. It may also be that if they are transported live, then the meat can be supplied locally and will be fresher than if the meat has been produced halfway across the world.
But this isn't good enough for many animal welfare organisations. Animals Angels is a charitable association headquartered in Germany that investigates the conditions of animals during long-distance transportation. Christine Hafner describes what she's seen during an investigation.
There can be dead animals, there can be dehydrated animals, there can be down animals that aren't able to stand up anymore, injured animals, there can be animals that have been trampled by the others because they didn't have space to lie down.
Compassion in World Farming is an NGO, founded by a British farmer who became horrified by the development of modern intensive factory farming and live transportation. Emma Slavinsky is the senior campaigns manager there. She says they are working alongside governmental bodies to bring about animal welfare improvements.
We work at a lobbying level, working with the European Commission, the Council, the European Parliament, member state governments, including the UK government and DEFRA. And we're working with them to say, you know, we have a solution. 8 hours is a solution. There is an 8 hours campaign that's going on across Europe that Compassion is part of. And we've recently had MEPs take part in a written declaration where a majority of MEPs said, we agree, 8 hours is enough.